Here at this week's Ask a Door segment, senior linebacker Patrick Benoit. First question, was there ever any doubt in your career that you play in college football, much less be an all-league caliber player in the nation's top conference?
I mean, not really. I've always loved the game of football, and I've always excelled in it pretty well. So, you know, you just got to work hard in the offseason and everything, and then, you know, be ready to be productive when you play.
Next question. You obviously, you had your first interception against Rice. The person's noting that you showed your ability to, with really good hands. Any chance you can go in both ways with the shortage of receivers?
No, I don't think so. It was great to get my first pick, but I don't think I'm quite fast enough to be a wide receiver in the SEC.
What did the guys say on the sidelines or in the locker room about you finally getting that interception?
Oh, you know, they say great play, but, you know, they gave me a hard time for not being able to return the ball too well. But, you know, I did what I could.
This next fan wants to know what NFL player or any football player that you either play like or that you've looked up to.
You know, I think every linebacker looks up to guys like, you know, Lawrence Taylor, Ray Lewis, just guys that have a lot of play with a lot of emotion, a lot of enthusiasm, motor, and just get to the ball and make plays.
Your bio says that you collect autographed jerseys. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Is there, how many do you have? One, and two, which one's your most prized possession?
I think now we have, I collect them with my brother Jake, and I think now we're up to about 10 or 11. And my most prized ones, I have a Lawrence Taylor one that's pretty awesome. My brother has a Brett Favre one that's pretty cool. And I just got an Earl Campbell Houston Oilers jersey that I like a lot.
How'd you get started doing that?
I saw a framed jersey one time in a restaurant, actually, and I just thought that that'd be pretty cool. So I asked my dad, and for Christmas, my freshman year of high school, he got me a Barry Sanders signed jersey, and it was pretty awesome.
So you frame them, put them on the wall, you don't wear them, is that?
Yeah, frame them, put them on the wall, just let them build that value up.
This person wants to know, says, how do you do it all and do it all so well? Excellent academics, fantastic football, leader, nice person, what's your secret?
Well, a lot of it has to do with time management when it comes to school and football. You just got to, you know, pick your time of the day. You know, you got football in the latter part of the afternoon. You got school at the beginning. And then, you know, just everyone here at Vandy has to do it all. You know, it's a tough school academically. And then if you're an athlete, you have to excel in the field as well. So, you know, it's not too rough. You find your time.
Some of the other players call you a student of the game. I know some people don't like going in the film room. Is that something you enjoy doing?
Going into the film room isn't everything. It's just I like to understand football conceptually. Really, it's understanding schemes. That way, if you get something in the game that you know you haven't seen, you'd be able to adjust. On the run.
Is there any interest sometime after your playing days of being a coach, or you don't want to
get into that area? I haven't really thought about it too much. Probably not, but, you know, who knows? I could miss football so much, I just want to come back and coach.
Next question, person saying they greatly appreciate your leadership on the team. Hope that you continue to have a successful career at Vandy. Curious about the spelling of your name. It's not spelled like most Cajun French names. Can you explain, or do you know why this is?
I'm not too positively sure. I mean, it's French, but most people spell it just B-N-O-I-T or B-N-O-I-S. We think maybe somewhere down along the line there's a mistake on the birth certificate, and they just put S-N-T. I'm not really sure, but, you know, it is what it is.
You're from Texas. This person's saying that people from Texas always seem to have a lot of state pride. What's the best thing about Texas?
The best thing about Texas? There's a lot of great things about Texas. I think Texas, has great weather, beautiful girls, a lot of big cities, a lot of open frontier where you can go hunting and stuff like that. It offers a little bit of everything. You know, you can live the city life, you can live the suburb life, you can live out in the country. You know, it has a little bit of everything.
You came from a big high school. Obviously, a lot of players have come out there. I guess Greg McElroy, Alabama, some other guys. Talk about just playing there and then just, do you keep in touch with some of those guys?
Yeah, I'm actually really good friends with Greg. We spent a lot of time together in high school, and we're pretty much best friends. We try to talk every week, get each other, pumped and motivated for our upcoming games. But it was great playing at Southlake. Very very good football program, very good school, and it was great to play with a lot of great players. And, we had a good coach in Todd Dodge, and it really helped with the recruiting aspect. We got a lot of publicity and stuff like that, so it helped a lot of players, go on to play college football.
This person wants to know, do you have any nicknames from your family?
Nicknames from my family. I am Patty Cake to my mom. I've always been her Patty Cake, so yeah, I guess that's my family nickname.
I think TJ or somebody sent that one in. Somebody on the team did.
I wouldn't be surprised if Greenstone sent that one in.